Well, Saturday, the 10th of October throughout the world is World Day of Action Against the Death Penalty, organised by the World Coalition. So in thousands of cities, in hundreds of countries, this Saturday, there'll be rallies, actions, taking steps to bring about the abolition of capital punishment in more and more countries. Look, we say we live in a civilised society, and in Australia we're nonchalant about it because the death penalty perhaps isn't an issue anymore. But in many countries of the world, thousands of people are being executed, and in several countries of the world, juveniles are being executed as well. So we can't say we're in a civilised society and have state-sanctioned executions. So in Australia, the last execution, of course, was in 1967. And we carefully considered the futility of capital punishment at that time. It will not become an issue in Australia in the future, but it is an issue in the region of Australia and in those countries where many, many students from overseas are studying in Australia. And many students from overseas are studying in Australia, and they're going to go back to their countries, and they're going to be leaders, and they're going to be opinion shakers. People who study in universities in Australia from overseas for a few years go back to countries like Singapore, like China, like Malaysia, like Japan, who execute a lot of people, state-sanctioned executions. So in Australia, I think people should care because we spend millions of dollars trying to keep people alive who are in a car accident or have some medical condition. And here in many parts of the world, we have cold, calculated, state-sanctioned killings. I don't think it's enough for Australians to say it's not an issue in this country. We are based in a region of many countries who execute their citizens. We are host to many overseas students studying in Australia. We need to engage them in dialogue and conversation. In their own countries, many of them, they're not even allowed to discuss this issue. There's no freedom of the press. There's no open discussion. They're too scared to sign petitions in Australia. We need to engage with those students while they're studying here to be more creative in their thinking because they're going to be the leaders in those countries when they return.